so that's going to be...
Radio.
Yeah, now she won't talk anymore. The other is life enrichment and what that means. And we will talk about, of course, the big point, which is the integration of all these things. And we'll probably start with that on the tech side, how you're doing that. And then in the fourth one, whatever we didn't hit, we'll get to, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Life enrichment and housing is, there's some background on that that I think would be really helpful to your audience. So you can say, you know, how does this relate to integrated care? Why is this important for America or some, whatever you want to say. But
have to understand, I'm a consultant to, actually consultant to companies like you. What we're doing right now, I'm working with the fellow who designed the Disney landscapes for Orlando and Anaheim. And a fellow who he was with Deloitte, but he does ROIs for hotels and hospitality and spas on the mature guest. And we're doing a white paper on experiential living. It's called Breaking the Mold. My part of it is environments for play and environments for making contribution. So we get pretty for the residents to make contribution to their communities.
Right.
I'm always looking at these facilities and saying, "Oh, they'll tell you how much you're going to get." But they never tell you how much you're going to give. And that is what creates self-respect, and that's what creates a reason to live. So I'm looking at a different. So we get pretty deep into this stuff. Though you get a lot of chance and to answer questions that most people won't ask you. And
okay, I'm excited
to really dig into it. Now, on the reason that I'm doing a whole hour, aside from the fact that I love the Juniper, you know, I met up with them in New Jersey at a conference that I was speaking at, and I kept the card of the woman who was in charge of that one. I said, I got to get Juniper on. And that when I got the email, it was really wonderful for me because I didn't have to do the work of finding you. So it was really good. But the concept behind Juniper is different. I think it's a little bit more baby boomer friendly. It's looking for the kind of senior that's coming. And I want to bring that up too.
I'm a boomer, Adrian. I know exactly what you're.
Yeah. So that's it. Now, but the other reason I want to do the whole hour, aside from the fact that I knew you had so much to contribute, I'm going to tell you because I'm going to drag you into this. It's Halloween. Halloween's a very, very important holiday to me, and a lot of people don't celebrate it because they don't have children anymore around them. So I was just wondering, and I'll talk about what they could do. That's just a separate little vamp of mine. But I will ask you about things like that. In other words, in the life enrichment side, how are the holidays celebrated like that?
Everyone at Juniper dresses on Halloween. Everyone, everywhere. We have a massive photo sharing that starts at 7 in the morning and goes all day.
Yep.
So we are huge into Halloween.
Yeah,
and
I'm completely not surprised. Yeah, I'm totally not surprised. I knew that.
Really?
I mean, that's what you're trying to do.
Yes, it's fine.
I have to figure that out. Now, the other thing that I'm going to be talking about is much more financial. It has to do with taxes. It doesn't have to do with Juniper. But I will talk about the cost. And you don't have to say the cost, or you could, but you can give any kind of information that you want to give about what it costs. People are very scared of this, and they're planning for it. So that's an important feature, too. That won't come until the second or third segment. Okay?
Sounds good.
So we got a lot to talk about. I'll be with you in 1 second, and then we have to be quiet for 10 seconds, and we're on. So I'm just going to put the phone down for a moment. Okay, so just the last thing to tell you. When I'm doing this prep like this, I'm talking a lot. But believe it or not, on the show I don't talk quite so much, so you'll have plenty of chance to answer. But when you hear, if you hear music, I control the clock, so usually I'm talking when I know the music is going to come. But when that music comes, it cuts you off because you're going into commercials. So if you hear music, just finish your sentence. You shouldn't. I should be talking by then, but that happens. Okay?
Okie doke.
Great. And I just want to be sure, it's Lynn Katzman, and founder and CEO, right?
Correct.
Okay. Anyway, if I don't get a chance to tell you, fantastic. This, I do know you're a lone female in the leadership here, and it's just terrific. Great, great.
Thanks.
In every respect. Okay,
I
sir,
appreciate.
We're going to be quiet for 10 seconds if we can.
Okay.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And what an hour we have today ahead. We'll be speaking with Lynn Katzman. She is the founder and CEO of Juniper Communities, and you must know about Juniper Communities. Aside from the fact that they're growing, they're in many, many states right now. They are the trend. They are the forefront. If you are a baby boomer and you are looking at your grandparents or your parents' retirement and they're aging, don't look, because it's not yours. This is not the future. That is the past. This is the future that's really the future, except that with Juniper Communities, the future is now. And you really have to know what's going on. You'll be fascinated by the technology side of aging. You'll be fascinated by the home and healthcare design of aging, and much, much more from Lynn Katzman. We're also going to talk about Halloween. Yes, we are, because sometimes we love Halloween. And if we're not near the grandchildren or we have no grandchildren, the kids have been out for a long time, what do you do on Halloween? Do you just go to Walmart or Walgreens or whatever and get a bag of candy and hope somebody will show up? No. There's proactive things you can do. And, of course, you're hearing about the new tax changes in the law. We're going to be talking about them as how they may affect you personally as somebody who is already retired or about to retire and your kids. Will your kids be able to retire? How will the new tax laws possibly affect them? All this today on Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. But before we go to Halloween, let's go to Lynn Katzman. I just want to speak with her first about introducing Juniper Communities and this incredibly I think it's trendy. I think it's not just trendy. I think it is the future, the Connect for Life overview. Thanks so much for being with us, Lynn.
I'm glad to be here, Adrienne. What a wonderful opportunity, not only for Juniper, but for to get to know you and your program. I am so excited. Generation, I'm part of the next generation.
Yeah, you're part of Generation Bold, right? Yeah, you're a baby boomer.
I am, and I'm excited. And so we got to make it what we want to experience, and that's what we're doing at Juniper.
Right. So we're creating our own experiences. People want that more than a beautiful chandelier, although they like the nice looks as well. So let's start with looks for a moment. There's a word that we throw around a lot on this show, and it's called universal design. Now, the threshold of having a good life and really being able to say, okay, I'm going to move from my home to a different community, honestly, it starts with the looks test. So in terms of universal design, what have you incorporated in this idea of Connect for Life?
Well, universal design is something we have been working on for a very long time. And, you know, universal design in my mind is it's a great way of looking at form and function and where they come together. Universal design is making something accessible, usable, and also nice to look at. We are concerned with aesthetics, but also with the function of something. So, you know, it goes to everything from a faucet to a doorknob to a door lock to the way you situate a microwave or the kind of knobs that you have on any device around a home. We've been looking at all of that for a long time. We look at the way space is laid out. You know, a simple thing is, what are the sight lines? What can you see from your bed? Where are the lights situated? Where are the light switches? How far are the windows from the ground? If you're sitting, you know, you don't want a window that's at eye level when you're standing. You want a window that you can see out of when you're sitting in a chair. And so all of those things we've been paying attention to for a very long time. They're simple things, and then there are things like bathtubs and showers that have been changing over the last decade or two, and that will continue to change as we move forward.
Yeah, I have a statement that I think is true. Freedom comes down to the toilet. If you can't go in, when you talk about long-term care, and if you're going to get insured and you have insurance,
yep.
They ask you, can you not do two activities of daily living in order to collect? And what are those activities? Bathing and toileting are two of the
yep.
six big ones, dressing and
yep.
eating are the other. So actually, if you can create an environment where you can do all of those things for yourself, whether it's through technology, we talk about robotics a lot here, or as a simple, what you said, a lever on your door instead of a doorknob so you can open the door, wow, you have really created freedom for yourself. It's not just a buzzword. But let's
right.
look at something that is kind of a buzzword, and that is your whole concept of Connect for Life. Give us the overview of what that really means in the Juniper communities.
Sure. Connect for Life is about coordinated, or as we call it, integrated care and service. So in seniors housing, we provide service-enriched housing. So universally designed apartments that have support services, right? So we provide meals. You can get the food and make it in your apartment, or in most cases, people prefer to come to a dining room, and we have a variety of different dining options because you know that as we get older, we're not going to want to eat in the same place every day. We're not going to want the same experience every day. But we take that. We provide assistance with medications. Other examples, bathing and, of course, doing everything you need to do in a bathroom and getting help if you need it there. Shopping, groceries, transportation, all of those things are the kind of support services that as you get older and you develop some limitations, some challenges, some physical challenges that may come from chronic illness, you need help with. So what Connect for Life does is acknowledges that those are the services that all of us need, accessible, easy to use, that enable us to stay well. And then we connect those, we integrate those with chronic care management. So we provide a series of services, the kind of services like primary care management, pharmacy, rehab and fitness, people on site that are designed, whose work is designed to keep you well, to keep you functioning at your highest level. We integrate those two things. In most places, you get the housing and you get the medical care. But what we've learned is that you really want to prevent the onset of issues that put you in the hospital, issues that create more pain, issues that keep you from doing the things you love. And the best way to do that is to make sure that your social support system, your safety net, if you will, is strong and stable. It's your foundation. If you can provide easily accessible medical services, so much the better. What that does is enables your primary care practitioner to monitor you. It enables a number of different healthcare practitioners to know when your ankles are getting heavier, right? When you're putting on water weight. What is that a sign of? CHF, heart disease. We see that early. We can address it. We can do something about it, and we can keep you well doing the things you love. So it's combining service-enriched housing with chronic care management services and other preventive health services.
So what we're doing here, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, those of you who know me know that I am a cheerleader for successful aging. I believe that aging can be successful just like a career can be successful, just like learning an instrument can be successful. You can be a successful ager. First thing you have to understand is that you're aging. Many people would like to push that little fact under the rug, and they look at it, and they get some Botox, and they say, oh, I look young. But what you're hearing from Lynn Katzman, who's really a leader in the field of understanding aging, not just senior living communities, and she's the founder and CEO of Juniper Communities, is that we can dissect aging. We can look at someone's ankles and say they've got a heart problem. But that's only if we're concentrating on them. Otherwise, take a diuretic. There's fluid in your body. Go home. The ability to understand how we age, which is in pieces. There's a great joke. I think it's very funny. I say it all the time. I'm 69 years old. I usually say, I'm 69 and some parts of me are still good. Because I see how I'm aging. And you do too. Everybody listening knows what I'm talking about. They may have terrific upper body strength and their knees are going. You kind of age in parts. And when you have a community that has this Connect for Life concept, you're really being watched, and you do have the service behind it to make a difference in your life. Is this the way we want to age? I am so sick and tired of people saying, well, if I get to that stage, just shoot me. Usually it's the man, their wives say, oh, can we do that? But the fact is you can't do that. You're not going to want to do that. You want to go into an environment in which you can thrive. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that thriving and what Connect 4 and Juniper is doing with regard to life enhancement, the more experiential part of it, not just the nuts and bolts of your health or your home, but how you're communicating in the world. And we'll have a Halloween treat. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, so now you see how it goes.
Great, that's fun.
It's
fun.
Yeah,
anything
fun.
You want me to speak in shorter sentences? Anything I can do to
a little shorter, not too much, just
okay.
Because I want to get more questions in.
Okay.
So when we come back, we're going to do the Halloween thing, and then I'll get into life enhancement, which we'll step into with you telling everybody what they're doing for Halloween, and then other more serious. You know, or maybe not so serious. Maybe it doesn't have to be serious. Whatever the life enhancement programs are that you've seen work. Okay?
Okay. Nope.
Stuart, we are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it. Doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit, I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we're here with Lynn Katzman, and she is the CEO of Juniper Communities, owning and operating senior living communities in New Jersey, in Florida, in Pennsylvania, Colorado, and that's just the beginning. These are very innovative places because they're working with a kind of a concept called Connect for Life. It doesn't mean that you have to be in these states to pay attention here because there are other communities that can do this, but you have to understand that they exist. And my prediction is that they're going to be more and more innovative as time goes on. So we're going to talk about something called life enhancement and how that comes into play when you go into a community like Juniper. Before we do, I want to talk about life enhancement in a different way. I've been getting complaints, and those complaints go on my website called generationboldradio.com. So please go, whether you want to complain or just enjoy the archives of our show. We'll see the beautiful photos people send in to me. But I also have something there called Ask Adrienne. And if there's a topic people want, they will write in there. Well, Halloween, who knew? The fact is that people are very upset. I was, four or five folks wrote, I joined an over 55 community and nobody comes trick-or-treating. The kids won't go to an over 55 community. Others write to me, well, we're in a rural area. We used to love Halloween. It was terrific, but we're not in a family-friendly area. We moved. Nobody comes for Halloween. Complain, complain, complain. Okay, so what can you do? And I have some photos on Facebook with regard to this, but I want to give you an idea, and we'll put it on our website as well. First of all, there are the usual things you can do. Just enjoy it yourself. Put on a costume. I have a costume, and it's a sweatshirt. And it says generic Halloween costume, and it has boxes, and you can check off if you, it says witch, clown, and so on. So I don't have to look too silly, and I can be warm, and I've got a costume on. And I actually go and I walk in my little town where kids enjoy Halloween in the streets a lot. So I move from where I am, and I don't sit in my house because nobody comes. Another thing that I love to do is I love to go to the harvest festivals that are around me. So these are all things you would know about. I don't have to tell you about these things. But I may have to tell you about the fact that you can share Halloween with kids who need it. If you have a costume or you want to donate a couple of bucks, you can go to Ween Dream, which is weendream.org. If you're interested in helping soldiers, you can send money or candy to soldiersangels.org. Of course, you can do what I did when I was a kid, which is trick-or-treat for UNICEF. Some people think that's a political issue, but for me, as a child, in my costume, I love doing it. You can do it as an adult, or pick your own charity. My charity is Good Grief for kids who lost parents early in life. You can trick-or-treat for Good Grief. If you want to do more and more for children, and you actually do open your door for them, and you have a lot of candy, and some of it is left over, you can send it to Operation Shoebox, to Ronald McDonald House Charities, to Operation Stars and Stripes. So we have a short show. We have to go back to Lynn Katzman. But the fact is, you can not only enjoy Halloween on your own and enjoy it for yourself without kids, but you can help kids enjoy it. So I'm very big on contribution. I don't think I could live without being able to contribute. It's not for the other folks. I'm not such a good person. It's all for me. And I want to go over to Lynn Katzman because in Juniper, with Connect for Life concept, there is something called life enhancement. I'd love to know, Lynn, how your guys, what you've set up to celebrate Halloween, because I would be sad if I were in any community and I couldn't celebrate Halloween. And then we'll talk a little bit deeper about life enhancement.
Cool. Well, you know, well, you don't know, but Halloween is my favorite holiday, and having started Juniper years and years ago, it's become Juniper's favorite holiday. So we're really big on costumes. You know, for me, it goes back to this guy by the name of Harvey Cox, who wrote a book called Feast of Fools, and he said, you know, when you get in costume, you get outside of yourself, you get to be something else, you get to think of yourself as a different person. It allows us creativity. And creativity is a part of life enhancement that we really can't let go of as we age. So at Juniper, everyone wears a costume. And if you don't have a costume, you're given a hat or some kind of beads or something that says, we're celebrating today. The thing that's most fun at Juniper right now is that the costumes are pretty elaborate and they're pretty great. So people dress up, they plan it for days, if not weeks before, and everybody shows up at breakfast or comes to the building if you're a staff member in costume. And all of a sudden phones come out and pictures start snapping, and we share them all across the country. And by the end of the day, we have this incredible photo gallery of the most amazing costumes. Some of them actually have themes. At different buildings, they'll do different themes, and all the residents and the staff dress according to the theme. And then we have a big contest, see who has the best contest, the most creative costume, and it goes from there. So Halloween is a day full of fun at Juniper, and that fun extends to the communities around. We invite schools in. Many of our communities are located close to schools, and people not only go out, but folks come in, and it's become the holiday of the year at Juniper. So we love it. It's a big part of our life enhancement program, our life enrichment program, and it's one that we look forward to every year. It's nothing that goes away as you age.
So let's say this. You know, what I love about Juniper is they've taken things that are buzzwords like universal design or life enrichment and made them real and not just buzzwords. So let's talk a little bit, though, about the day-to-day life enrichment and how you approach this instead of just bingo and, you know, board games and bingo.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of that.
Yeah, yeah. that. I actually tried to ban bingo. I was almost run out of my own company trying to ban bingo.
I like bingo.
A lot of people like bingo, and a lot of people like Pocino, and we do play it, but it is not all we do. Life enrichment is about creating experiences, and we are all different people. So at Juniper, we work really hard to get to know who you are and to make sure that the experience, the activities, we call it connections, are geared to the kind of things that you love now, that you loved in the past, and that you want us to learn how to do. So we spend a lot of time collecting information from families, from the people that live with us, and we build our programming around that. We have a program that's called Alive in All Seasons, and there are quarterly themes and monthly program orientations that we do, everything from fitness to one I think you'll probably enjoy on volunteering. Finding a way to continue to be active in your community to give back. Having a programming which delivers experiences, which allows people to have experiences, which allows people to talk about their experience, is what keeps you going. It's what gives you purpose. It enables you to establish connections with other people and build relationships with people, programs, and your community, and that's what we try to do at Juniper. So it's a lot more than just
bingo.
The bingo and the Bible study and
you
the things that
yeah, we're going to be going into another whole area called digital health, and we're going to talk about taxes. I know you don't want to do that, but it's worth your while. Don't go anywhere.
For my age, da 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 da.
Okay, so now in this next segment, again, I'm going to continue a little bit on the digital health side of it. I think that's very important. I don't think people understand the power for their own health of these connections, okay? But I'm going to talk a little bit about money, so we'll start that. If we don't get to 100% of the digital health in this next one, we will definitely get it in the fourth segment, so don't worry about it. I don't want to skip it, though.
Okay.
I think
life enrichment
really
piece okay for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It said everything.
Okay.
It was wonderful. Now, okay. Stuart, we are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it. Doesn't bother me, not even a bit, 'cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we're telling you a new truth, a truth that, look, we do disintegrate a little bit, but it doesn't mean we have to disappear. And Lynn Katzman is a person who's put her energy, her life, her experience, and just about every type of good and important thinking that you can do as founder and CEO of Juniper Communities. They are model communities. They're in four different states. I think my prediction is they'll be all over the place. And they're a model. It doesn't mean that if Juniper isn't near you and it's not accessible to you, that this program is not worthwhile for you, because you can use it as a model. And we'll tell you in a minute how you can find Juniper Communities and get to the website and see what they do and maybe match them up to the kinds of places you're looking at for yourself or your parents. But I'm actually looking at it as models for the future. And one of the issues is, and we talked to Lynn about the beautiful universal design, the well-thought-through life enrichment programs, the fun, the contributions you can make to community. And if you're like most people, what you're thinking to yourself is, what's it going to cost me? And you know this is the fountain of truth, so we'll get a little bit into that as well. But before we do, I do want to turn my attention for a moment to money. You know that I'm a financial gerontologist. There aren't many of us around. And we look at money from many aspects through the lens of aging. And there's new tax laws coming up. None of us know what it is. It would be a lie if we knew. We're only worried that maybe Congress doesn't know. We hope they know, at least. But the fact is that one of the things being batted about is this. that there is going to be a cap on contributions to 401k plans. Well, that will affect people still working, and it may do a chilling effect on everybody's retirement. But here's the truth, because we are the fountain of truth. Everybody's so worried. Oh, we put a cap on the 401ks so that people can contribute less tax deferred. Well, here's the truth. America isn't contributing much at all. Even though we have that opportunity to put in $18,000 a year, we're not doing it. We forget that we're going to grow old. We forget how many years we have after age 60 or 65. We don't plan for our retirement, and things are very bad. So the fact that there's a cap, I'm not so sure it's going to matter to most people. More importantly, get your act together and fight the cap. But while you're fighting the cap, make sure that you're going to contribute, that you're fighting for something that's going to happen in your life. Second of all, we also know that people are outliving their money, and there's a little-known tax strategy that came out in 2014. Hardly anyone knows about it. The regulations just came out last year. Now, it's important, and I'll tell you why. The problem is that the money that's locked up tax-wise is in IRAs, 401ks, and 403bs. The government probably needs to get their hands on that money, no matter what and no matter who's in office. There's just a lot of locked up taxes. So I think there will be a chipping away of your 401ks and your IRAs to get the money out faster. We already have to start taking it out at age 70 and a half, whether we want to or not, because the government needs the money. But at the same time, the government is afraid that you are going to take that money out, pay the tax, and spend it. And by the time you're 85, you'll be penniless. They're really worried about it, because they don't want you on the dole. Social Security's got enough trouble. So what have they done that nobody knows about? It's called a qualified longevity annuity contract. Talk to your tax people about it. Talk to your advisors about it. I'm not saying it's a great thing or a bad thing, because I can't by law, but I can tell you it exists. And nobody else will tell you it exists. Qualified longevity annuity contract. It allows you to take up to one quarter of your IRA, or $125,000, whichever is less, and buy an annuity in your IRA, not a regular annuity that you may have. It's not a variable annuity. You're sucking your money away. If you pass away, they'll give you the money back. But if you don't, you don't have to count it in the required minimum distribution. You don't have to take that much out. It just sits there. And at age 85, you must start to take the money out. Then it gets taxed. And it lasts for your whole life. What the government is trying to do is incentivize you, because we're living longer. I'll give you one fact, then we'll go back to Lynn. A person who put in $25,000, let's say, in this, born 1944, when they're 85 years old, they'd be guaranteed $410 a month for the rest of their life, no matter what. That's what the government is hoping you'll do. Basically, it's creating your own Social Security or your own pension or whatever fancy word you want to put to it. Not for everybody, but it gives you an idea of the push and pull here. The pull is they need your money. They need you to take money out of your IRAs, 401ks, and pay the tax. The pull is they're afraid you're going to get impoverished by them forcing you to do it. So they have this counterbalance called the QLAC. I like the word CLAC, but it's really a QLAC. Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. The government made up that name. You can't make it up. So that's what you have to know, and we're going to go back to the issue of money for a minute. Lynn, first of all, tell everybody how to find Juniper Communities. What's the website, maybe Facebook, or how are you getting your word out to the public?
Sure. We are on the web at junipercommunities.com. We've just put out, we've just updated our website, and it's fully mobile compatible. So if you work on a phone or on an iPad or another type of tablet, you can get right to it. So junipercommunities.com is how to find us. We're also on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. It's a really active page. So feel free to join us. We provide advice, pictures. It gives you a sense of what's going on with the vibrant life that people lead at a Juniper community.
So people want to live that life. They do want to be vibrant. I make a joke that they say, just shoot me. But that's because they have a very dim view of what life could be like at that stage of the game. But they know. They know that there are junipers around there, and they're wondering, can they afford it? What should they do? Any words of wisdom when it comes to the money track here?
You know, save your money, use whatever. I love the QLAC. I think that's a great idea. There are some things coming out on the long-term care side, also single payment type of options that provide lifelong benefits that have just been actually that started now in October to be offered. So there are a number of different vehicles like that. Many of your listeners may also know of the Veterans Administration Aid and Assistance Program. That's a great program for people to augment their regular income if you or your spouse has served in the military during any period of activity during a wartime. You qualify for this assistance. It can be up to a couple of $1,000 a month per family. So those kind of programs exist. You need to learn about them. Finding someone who is a specialist, who works with people, with older adults, with mature adults, will know all about these different things. So we strongly suggest that people look at that. At our communities, our Connect for Life program is providing access to a number of services that are Medicare covered right now. And as Medicare Advantage plans begin or continue to proliferate, we're looking for ways to get together with them so we can turn some of the savings that we generate through Connect for Life into additional benefits for the people who live in our communities so they can get more of the services that they need and they want right at home in our communities.
Yeah, so I just want to mention what Lynn was talking about, single premium. As a financial gerontologist, we work with it a lot. And here is a very important point. This is a type of insurance that if you put in a single premium, let's say your rainy day money that you were keeping, maybe even in a bank because you thought maybe one day you'd have to self-insure and pay for this, you can put that single premium into an insurance policy. They will tell you then and there how much your nest egg would be if you could not do two activities of daily living, if you needed long-term care. They'll tell you then and there if you could use it at home or in a community like Juniper. Most of them have both. And you know how much you have if this happens to you. If it doesn't happen to you and you don't need long-term care services, you can get your premium back. And you did not spend any money. You didn't make any money, but you didn't spend any money. And you definitely need to see a professional. But what's interesting, what I want to point out before we go on to the digital health aspect of all this, is you got to be insurable. People come to me when it's really not the time in their life that they can get this. So I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm telling you, there's lots of stuff out there, not just one or two solutions, many things that would help you pay for an environment in which you could thrive. And you don't have to throw your money out just worrying, will I really need it?
You may think lots of stuff you can do.
Now, digital health is the component that brings it all together. I'm going to talk to Lynn about it as soon as we return. Don't go anywhere.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, this is a very good segment. And now it's unbelievable, but we're at the end of the show. This is our last segment. How many? We have 8 minutes. So I definitely want to talk about the digital health concept, but what else would you like to bring out that I'm missing here? There's so much, you know, to talk about.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the outcomes of Connect for Life, what it means for people. I think that's the piece really important. I don't know if Janine told you, but we're saving the government lots of money. That money, that's what I was getting at with Medicare Advantage. We can pull some of that. And down the road, it may be possible to take some of those savings and help and reinvest it for the benefit of older adults.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And,
so I'm going to start with that. And
okay.
Digital health is important, but we'll get to it. I just want them to really understand what it means. They know the buzzword, but they don't know what it means. Okay, we're ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold. We are old, we get bold, and we are the fountain of truth about successful aging. And we're here with one of the most informed and one of the most influential people in the community of successful aging, and that's Lynn Katzman. She's founder and CEO of Juniper Communities. And we're going to talk a little bit about digital health. But first, during our break, Lynn said, you know, I want to talk about these outcomes. Because it'll knock your socks off after she told me a couple of words of what she has in mind here. So, Lynn, let's talk about that. Let's go to the outcomes first, and we'll give them a little bit of a preview on digital health, because we'll be doing more programs on that in the future. What are the outcomes that you're seeing and your hopes for the future on that?
Sure. There are two types of outcomes. The big one that I want to talk about is the impact on hospitalization rates that we've had with our Connect for Life program. Essentially, Connect for Life, the integrated model that we've talked about, has shown that if you integrate service-enriched housing, so the support services with chronic care management, primary care most notably, you can have a huge impact on preventing the need for hospitalization among people that have chronic illness. Older people that have functional limitations and are challenged by both some illnesses and some issues of mobility. And what we've shown is that the Connect for Life program reduced the rate of hospitalizations by more than 50% among the people at Juniper's communities who were enrolled in the program. That's huge. That's huge. Our readmissions to the hospital after someone's had an operation or come out of the hospital. Sometimes people don't take their meds afterwards, don't see their doctor in the right time or have a reaction. Those readmissions to the hospital we were able to reduce by 80%. What that means in dollars and cents terms, we had an analysis done by a group called ATI, and Tomlinson Innovations, a group of great researchers, some of whom are out of Hopkins and other places that you'd know of, is that we can save Medicare $10 to $15 billion a year with a program like this. If everyone who is like someone who lives at Juniper, who is a Medicare beneficiary in the community, were to utilize a program like this, that's the magnitude of the savings. Now, just think about what we can do with some of those savings. Right now, they accrue right back to Medicare, back to CMS. But my hope down the road is that we can be part of Medicare Advantage plans and that some of the savings in benefit costs can be utilized to support the activities that we know enhance life, that create that good life, that vibrant life that we all want, both by keeping people well, but keeping them engaged, because we know that engagement and the experience of life is what keeps people feeling good, living longer, and living better. So that's the exciting part for me. There's some other parts that are just simple, that are great outcomes. You know, think about it. I'm an adult daughter. I have an 85-year-old mother. And when my mother needs help, I'm the one. But Connect for Life does that all for an adult daughter. It allows people to be there to have the kind of relationship they want with their parent, the rich kind, not the administrative kind. So that's another benefit that we've been able to achieve. And the last thing is for people that live with us and get Connect for Life, just think about it. You get house calls. Everything is provided in your home. You don't have to go out from almost any kind of chronic care management service. We can provide it in-house. So those are the kind of people-oriented benefits we have, but it's the monetary ones, the ability to take those dollars and utilize them in another way, potentially down the road, that's so exciting.
See, that's what we call this changing aging from the inside out. When the communities, when the people in the professions can make this kind of an impact, and it doesn't come from government, it doesn't come from the individual having to struggle through this and create it themselves, that's when you have the big tsunami effect, in a good way, of real serious change towards successful aging. And in the minute we have left, I don't want to leave digital health as a buzzword. I will say that it's a connector. It does allow the people at Juniper and whoever is using digital health in their different facilities to connect out immediately to hospitals, to the treating physicians all at once. So in the minute or so we have left, just give us a little bit of a background of digital health, because if you go to the Consumer Electronics Show every year, as I do, you'll see a whole pavilion called the Digital Health Pavilion, and more is going on there than anywhere else. So what's the scoop?
Yeah, it's great. I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, digital health, the electronic underpinnings, being able to gather data and to communicate it in real on a real-time basis is what makes Connect for Life work. So we utilize an electronic health record that all of our Connect for Life providers have to use. And by doing so, they have two things. One, they have access to all the information about an individual that's served through Connect for Life. So if someone falls at night, the primary care practitioner wakes up in the morning, sees that. They can make sure that there wasn't an issue, that they don't need a referral to therapy, that there isn't a potential urinary tract infection going on. All of that happens really, really quickly. But even more importantly, it provides a base for communication and for communication with a resident, with an individual, with their family, and with all of the providers who form a circle of care and service around them to allow them to live their good life. So the underpinning, the foundation for Connect for Life is truly a digital electronic platform.
So I have to say that in personal experience, my mom, I didn't do the best for her. Everybody knows that I carry around with me the fact that she died in her own home by herself when I was on vacation. Everybody knows this. They know that the show is dedicated to her because I could not get, she was 92, could not get her into a facility. She just wouldn't go, and nothing looked good to her. So I bless the possibility that Juniper will appeal to people, simply appeal to them. The other is, you mentioned yourself, half of all 60-year-olds have a living parent. And we cater here in the show to caregivers, not just seniors themselves, but it's really about the baby boom generation. My husband's got a 92, almost 93-year-old, maybe older, dad. And when he has problems, he's in a wonderful facility, but his daughter has to do all of the coordination. And it's wearing on her. She's over 60 and finally retired and wanting to live a beautiful life, which she does, but she's the coordinator. Imagine having digital coordination with this so one hand knows what the other is doing. It's not just makes life easier. I believe it saves lives. So I thank you so much, Lynn Katzman. She is founder and CEO of Juniper Communications. Beautiful show. Enjoy Halloween. And get out there, kids, and make it happen. That's the way we do it.
Very cool, Adrienne. That was so much fun. Thank you.
Is that the coolest thing?
Yeah, it was great. Really, really cool. I loved it, and if I can help you in any other way, let me know. I have some great ideas for people you can talk to as well. So,
well, you probably can help. That's one big way. Anytime you have a thought of somebody who would be really useful on the show, we really would love to have that, okay? And we have authors. We have people in the field. We have many, many healthcare professionals. But you'll have a lot of unique people. So that's one. The other is I would love to use in our book, our e-book, anything innovative. We are highlighting different programs that have worked in whether it's environmental design. We have a section on that. Whether it's outdoor activities on premises. And, of course, mine is beyond the physical. That's my part of it, which is how programs that make contribution to the community are working, right? And random play space, I call it random play, and play spaces for creativity in the community. So if you have any program you want me to highlight in the book, that would be fantastic.
So let me tell you one other thing we're doing, Adrienne. We've gotten together with a well-known Broadway theater group called Music Theater International. They have the rights, or they license the rights to over 400 Broadway musicals, My Fair Lady, you know, all the ones you'll know about.
Right.
They have recently come to us, and we are piloting with them a program to develop 90-minute versions of theater productions to be done with older adults in senior housing communities and out in the community. And that would be super exciting to talk
That's
about.
That's very exciting.
We're actually putting together musical scores that are at the right octave level for seniors. We've got costuming ideas. It's essentially creating a kit on how to put together musical theater and do a production, it's not just the production, it's the path to the production, which creates the integration and some of the play that you're talking about.
Oh, that would be wonderful. For me personally, that is my thing in life. I go to shows. I have no talent, but I'm called the world's greatest spectator because I go to everything. My daughter says I'll go to the opening of an envelope. I will go everywhere. And I love that. So I can tell you that it's not just the people in the community that will participate and act that's important for. It's very important for the spectator, too. The people who don't want to participate in that are actively doing a lot of things. In fact, I have a wonderful piece, a scientific piece, on what the brain does when they watch theater. It's fascinating.
You know, that would be so cool. I will, we're starting the pilot. We're working with a group from MTI that actually did something called Broadway Junior.
Mm-hmm.
And they essentially have developed a similar program for kids and schools. And it's around the world. It's a global program at this point.
Yeah, I know Broadway. My daughter is a director, and she owns a production company.
Doing
so we know. She owns a production company called Shakespeare in the Square, and it goes to school. And she knows Broadway Junior because they license the shows. In the high school.
Right, so we're doing the same thing with Broadway Senior. It's not going to be called Broadway Senior, but we're doing the same thing for older adults.
Right. I love it. Okay, so anything you want to send like this is a really big deal. Where are you located, you personally? Where's your office?
I'm in northern New Jersey. I'm in Essex County. I live in Montclair, and our office is in Bloomfield. Where are you?
Well, I used to live on Prospects in Montclair. You know, Prospect, it's right below Highland.
Yeah, of course.
That's where I used to live. So I am now in the wilds of Tewksbury.
That's
nobody knows
too.
Where that is. It's like, you know, where it's like Brigadoon.
It's
got horses. It's gorgeous,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So
that's
my
cool.
daughter. Go ahead. Sorry.
You're close by. We'll involve you in what we're doing if you're interested.
Yeah, I mean, for me, believe it or not, the easiest thing is to have lunch in Manhattan because I go there all the time for work. And our office is actually in Parsippany. But I spend a lot of time in Manhattan. So if we ever want to get together, that's great. I would like to get involved. I'd like to know more about what's going on. You know, when you write about things and you're a broadcaster, and you also do this financial gerontology practice. Again, you get it's too much of an overview. Sometimes you don't understand what's going on in the field. This is what I'm trying to bring out. When all you're doing is reporting about things, you're yourself not physically in the field. So I would love to know more about what's really happening and maybe visit a community and see what's going on.
Sure. We've got a community in Chatham very close to you, so easy to do. Well, let's keep in touch, Adrienne. This is great.
Very good. We will do that.
There's a woman by the name of Ann Tomlinson who started a group called daughterhood.org, and I know her well. She might be a great person for you to interview as well.
I would love that. I'd love to get more into the baby boom side of things as well. Okay. Thank you very much, and have
All
a great
right.
day.
Thank
you.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Great show. Yes, I'm looking for Mr. Dennison. Hello? Yes, I'm looking for Mr. Dennison. Are you Mr. Dennison? No, I don't think so. I'm Stuart from Adrian Berg's office. Yeah, Harvey, gee, I'm so sorry. Your voice sounded just not like I recognized. I apologize. So I have, we have our meeting scheduled today, and I just wanted to confirm the time because I, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock is 1 o'clock is perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, see you then. Right, bye bye. Okay, he's coming at 1. Hey.